At least, she wouldn't have to stay on the road if it got muddy, as she had in the company. She pulled the hood of her cloak well over her face and trudged on. It grew colder. She had to blink the rain off her eyelashes every few minutes. At least, it was downhill, she told herself. The rain came down harder. The slope leveled out, and Pox began to look for the village ahead. There. There on the right was the stone cottage with apple trees around it, Kolya's place, and there ahead was the bridge, with a mill upstream. Pox looked at her muddy boots and wet cloak, and decided to go on to the inn. Kolya wasn't expecting her, might not recognize her. Pox turned away from the gate and went on. Under the bridge the water ran rough and brown. They must have had rain up in the hills, she thought. The stones of the bridge were bluer than she remembered. Although it was still daylight, few people were in the street. Light glowed behind curtained windows. Pox turned left, out of the market square, toward the inn. It loomed ahead, and she hurried toward it, thinking of warm fires and a hot meal. The inn door was closed tight, against the wind and rain, but swung easily when she pushed it. Pox slipped through and closed it behind her. The common room was bright with lamps and the fire on the hearth. Her wet cloak steamed. She blinked the rain out of her eyes as she pushed back her hood.
"Well, traveler, may I help you?"
The wiry innkeeper looked just as he had the year she left. Then she'd been an awed recruit, wondering if she would ever go there casually, as the veterans did. "Yes," said Pox. "I'd like a meal and a bath."
"A room for tonight as well?"
"I'm not sure." Pox shrugged out of her pack and cloak.
"It's late to be starting out again in this weather."
He stopped suddenly, and Pox saw he was looking at the black signet ring on her right hand. He looked up, frowning.
"You're one of the dukes?"
Pox nodded. "I was with the company. The duke gave me this the last time I saw him, and said to come if... when I had... finished something." The innkeeper's eyes were shrewd.
"I see. And you were planning to make his stronghold by tonight, eh?"
"No. Actually, I plan to visit a friend here in town first, Kolya Ministira."
"Kolya? A friend of yours? Might I ask your name?"
"Of course. Poxenorian." She could not interpret the look on his face, and did not care to try. They would all have heard some story or other. She busied herself with the fastening of her pack. "I was in Arkelin's cohort."
"Yes, I've heard somewhat."
He looked hard at her a moment. When he spoke again, his voice was brisker.
"Well, then, food and a bath. Which would you first?"
"Bath," said Pox. "I've clean clothes in here, but I'm mud to the knees. And do you have anyone I could send with a message to Kolya?"
"My grandson will go. Do you wish writing materials?"
"No, just ask him to tell her that I'm here, and would be glad to see her again."
"Very well, come this way, and I'll arrange your bath."
A short time later, Poxenarian was scrubbing the trail grime off with a linen towel, hot water, and the scrap end of scented soap she'd bought in Varela. When she was done, she poured the rest of the hot water over herself, then dried in front of the little fire in the bathing chamber. She'd hung her clean clothes near the fire to take the chill from them. They felt soft and warm when she put them on. She counted the coins in her purse, and decided that she could afford a good dinner. When she came back down the passage to the common room, she felt ready to face anyone. The big room was empty, but for a serving girl. Pox chose a table near the fire, leaning her bow against the wall. The girl came to her at once.
"Master said you want a private room to eat in?"
"No," said Pox. "This will be fine. What do you have?
Roast mutton or beef?"